Underground Preacher, reaching out to the underground church. And today, we are going to start on a new series on finding your purpose in ministry. It is a five acts, as in calling you to action series. So five messages based on how to find your purpose. So today, we are starting on Act 1, Seeking. Have you ever met yourself? I mean, the real self that God created, that one self mentioned in Psalms 139, verse 14. I would praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of God. So yes, you are not just anybody. You are unique, precious, and irreplaceable. You are not here by accident, and God has a purpose for you. Whether small or great, you were born with a unique gift, and your gift is meant to contribute to making this world a better place to be. Only one thing remains. You have to carry on the vision that God puts in your heart. Don't get distracted by money and success, and don't try to rush to the destination either, but rather take your time and go after your gift, your vision, and your purpose. Seek something greater, aspire for greatness, and be part of something bigger than yourself. Yes, find your purpose in God. That is your ministry. God has already simplified things for you. You only have to seek one thing, and everything else will follow. It is written in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about food. Don't worry about clothes and so on. Your needs are going to be met. All you have to do is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will follow. Even if you don't know what your gift is yet, in time, God will reveal it to you and guide you to your purpose and ministry. But don't you make the mistake of seeking the kingdom of God for the sake of your gift, vision, and purpose. No, it doesn't work that way. If you are going after God, do so out of love for God, Jesus Christ. That is how it is going to work, through love. This way, it's not going to matter how long it takes for your gift, vision, and purpose to be revealed to you. You will remain focused on God because you love him. And you will keep on developing your relationship with God. No matter what happens, you will keep on reading your Bible, praying, fasting, and so on. And faithfully in time, Holy Spirit will reveal your gift, vision, and purpose to you. Now, whenever Holy Spirit reveals your gift to you, do not put it off or procrastinate. Go to work. Refine that gift and put it to the service of the kingdom of God. As you go to work, Holy Spirit will give you a vision on how your gift can be of service to the kingdom of God. And in time, that vision is going to lead you to your purpose in ministry. So start today by first seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Begin by making Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Our sinner's prayer will usher you right into doing so. The link will be given to you in our description box. So if you haven't made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, I will invite you to do so. And then afterwards, you can come back for our next call to action, that is Act 2, Refine Your Gift. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am out.